Good morning. I'm Mark Allen with Gaper.io, and I'm here today with Joe Martin, the owner of Martin Creative. Good morning, Joe. How you doing?
You know, for being a creative company, the name Martin Creative for Joe Martin, I feel like I could have done a little better. Could have done a little better, a little more creative name.
Maybe if you thought,
Mark,
you know,
good to see you. Thank you.
Good to see you again. It's been about a year and a half since we last talked. How have you been in the last year and a half?
Oh, progressing, moving forward. Some of my recent things, I've been teaching myself piano. I played guitar for years, and now recently finally getting on this piano train. I'm getting it, getting my chords down. Personally, that's what's happening on the business side. Man, it's been a hunt for a few years now for product market fit. And how do I describe what I do, and how do I package it up? And it's been chasing down, like, we do behavioral customer research. Like, I help you identify one target customer. I do your website. Oh, shit. No, I don't want to do your website. And so we kept, like, narrowing it down to figure out, like, how do we help most? And, Mark, I'm happy to report we finally got it down to what we do that has the most impact. I got it down to one sentence, sir. This is our whole thing. And it is that we write the first sentence for your website.
Very interesting.
And it is what I found controls market, controls the whole organization. Like, that sentence sets the customer expectations, it sets the value, it sets the promise that you're going to have. A few years ago, we worked with a company that was a delivery company, and the first sentence on their website was about getting your delivery in 60 minutes. And every day, running themselves, just hurry up, meet this, go, 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 go. And then when we stopped and said, all right, who is the target customer? Who are we really trying to win? What's important to them? We found out they didn't care if they got it in 60 minutes. It wasn't even a part of the value, but it's what they thought the value was that they needed to lead with. And that's where when we write a great first sentence, I can control the whole organization with one sentence.
Wow, that's really powerful. And it's kind of like that, you know, all entrepreneurs have that 30-second infomercial that you got one chance to make an impression, right? And this is it. So if the first sentence doesn't fit, you think most people just say, I'm done?
It's what I see a lot of business owners do with writing a first sentence is they write a tagline. Mm-hmm. And this makes sense because we see brand copywriting everywhere. It's in commercials, it's on billboards, it's down the expressway in Chicago with Urlacher. Like, everywhere you see it, it's brand copywriting. Mm-hmm. And what we push for is more conversion copywriting. And to do conversion copywriting, we need to help someone understand, what the hell is this thing? And why should I care about it? And not just fancy taglines. So it's really kind of tweaking those sentences to just answer those two questions. What do you do, and why should I care?
Very cool. I remember the first time we talked, you were talking about something similar to this. It was about, you know, instead of having, you know, lots of people go to your website, it's having the right number of people go to your website that will convert into either customers or referrals, correct?
Correct, yeah. And we still take everyone through a process where we identify one target customer, and then we build from there to figure out what that first sentence should be. What should you, you know, write blogs about? What should you say in emails? What should you say in your social media? And so that first sentence kind of helps inform so many other aspects too.
Cool. Well, maybe afterwards you and I can talk about what should be Gaper's first sentence, right? You never know.
Ooh.
Maybe you'd help us.
Let's take a look, Mark.
So it was a year and a half ago. And the other thing I remember about that podcast was you talked about you had a very unique cadence of any company I've ever met. And if I remember right, it was 6 weeks on and 2 weeks off, correct?
Work for six, take off for two. Yeah.
Yeah. And I assume you're in the middle of a 2 week cadence right now. Is that correct?
We're not. This is Mark. You get a little more priority in my life. Don't put yourself into the 2 week. Sir, you are on cycle. We're in week five right now.
Wow.
So week five of the 6 week cycle.
So, and I remember we were talking about, you know, more companies should adopt that. Have you noticed that, you know, of the customers you work with, are more and more of them adopting that cycle?
I mean, we push it on them. So anyone that works with us kind of works in 6 week cycles anyways with us. And then there's been some other friends who have started adopting this. And one of them is another marketing agency that's down in Austin who's been running this way and in love with it. And he's pointing out some of the things that I kind of forget. I think just Because Mark, it's been almost 6 years of living life this way. And I don't even remember what the full calendar year looks like. It's just six-week cycles to me. It's always kind of looking at it in these small little chapters through the year. But him pointing out just some of the clarity he gets around projects by doing it this way. The client communication is a big piece. He feels like he has more predictability. And then even for us, we use it for new start dates. What I realized, Mark, I think a lot of companies, this is a big assumption, I think a lot of companies have problems because the person at the top makes decisions without understanding the butterfly effect of that decision. And they think it's just this small thing. I'm just going to move the conference date from the 16th to the 15th. Not that big of a deal. Make it happen. And then we don't understand all that work that goes into it. And that's one of the parts that it's controlling some of that work, getting that expectation under control. And that even we use the cycle start dates so we don't interrupt a cycle. So I'm not allowed as the person at the top to come in and say, hey, we need to do this thing right now because it's important. It's like, no, we're locked. This cycle is set. If you want to do that, we do that next cycle. Like, otherwise, is it that big? Is it that urgent that we need to crack this cycle open and disrupt everyone's workflow to do this new thing? And the majority of the time, it's not. It's not. Ugh.
True. And it's interesting, too, you bring up that thing, the person at the top. A lot of the people at the top want to say, hey, I'm open to my whatever my employees. I have an open door. But in reality, if the CEO says, can we do this? People are going to try to make it happen. Would you agree with that? And make it happen.
Yes, absolutely. Someone's going to push it, and it's then not understanding the ramifications, and then we just get more work, more work, more work, more work. Mm-hmm. And that's where 6 week cycles kind of puts in this stop of no work. Work stops here, and then we're going to figure out what's most important and what we really need to do, and then let's get a plan in place. And then we can start the next set of work from there.
Yeah. And I think the other thing you just brought up is you don't go to Hawaii for 2 weeks. I know it's 2 weeks, right?
You can, because I'm finally giving you the chance to do this. And what you mentioned, Mark, there was the, I never thought about it this way, but the idea of, oh, I have an open door. Mm-hmm. I have an open door. Come on in, talk to me whenever you want. But we don't give people permission to then come in and talk to you. There's no time for them to come talk to you. And it feels similar to companies that give unlimited vacation. As I'm going to give you unlimited vacation, but I'm never going to let you feel like you can actually step away to use that vacation. And if you do, Mark, if you want to leave for 7 days, guess what's going to be waiting for you when you get back? 7 days worth of emails.
Yep.
Plus your 8th day email and everything that you were supposed to get done last week because work never stopped. Just needs to chill.
Yeah. And there are studies that show that companies that give unlimited vacation, the employees actually take less vacation than if you had 3 weeks and you feel like I have to use up my 3 weeks. I don't know if you know that. We froze there for a second.
We're back. I've seen the companies that give unlimited vacation, people take less, and then some of the companies that actually mandate that you take those 3 weeks of vacation. But part of it is then going through, I feel like the same way in marketing that we do when we write the first sentence, when we figure out that customer journey of what steps is someone going through. I think that's the part that gets ignored is we can give someone vacation time, but then how are they using it? Mm-hmm. Is it because their kids are sick and they need to take time off to then go be with their kids? Is it because they have problems with a family member and they need to deal with that? Are they going through something personally? And holy shit, they just need a little bit of time to mourn and go through things themselves. Like, how are they using it? How are we making sure employees are actually happy in the workforce instead of just saying, here's your pay, get the hell out of here. Mm-hmm. I'm done. Like, no, what's going on?
So it was an interesting concept. It dawned on me, like, you go 6 weeks on, 2 weeks off, and you force your customers to do that too. So, you know, you have to get all of your customers in line with your 6 week, 2 week off, correct? Is that a challenge?
it's part of what has led into us writing the first sentence on a website. Mm-hmm. Because you'd think if I were to tell you, you're going to work with me for a year, but it's 6 and 2 versus you just get 12 months access to me. It's all about the expectation. It's all about how I tell you I'm going to do things up front. When I tell you we are ridiculously organized, we meet every deadline, and at the end of every cycle, we complete all the work we told you we were going to complete that cycle. And if we didn't, for any reason, we'll get it done in those 2 week buffer to make sure we're good to start again. Like it's in how you sell it. And that's what then led me back to the first sentence on a website, which was, this is where I can set the value and then have that conversation and respect our time, respect how we do things. And I think that what companies will default to is they believe being hyper responsive or being available that minute is part of their value. It's like, I need to do this thing right away because this is what the customer expects. Let's figure out who that customer is. Let's see what they expect. Let's figure out who that employee is. Let's see what they expect. The common theme is listening. You just need to listen to people, Mark.
Yes, I think we do some, especially in the day of COVID where most communication is done through this method. It is hard to listen to people because it's Zoom meeting back, Zoom meeting, but the Zoom meeting back to back, and you get zoomed out. And so now the thing about the first sentence of your website, I have to ask you, what is the first sentence of your website?
We're changing it right now to we write the first sentence on your website. This messaging, we've been testing it for about 4 months now, just to see how it feels, using it for people talking, and we've started to get people now back coming to us saying, hey, the first sentence on our website's really bad. That's what this is supposed to do, is tell you what we do, make you a little more cognizant of where that problem may be, so I can tell you the problem that we fix. So our current first line is convert more leads into customers with targeted copywriting. So still there, just not as good as we write the first sentence.
Still working on it. It's interesting. And it's funny, you know, if you look at a lot of websites, they don't actually have a first line. They have a graphic, right? Right. So maybe there's a different way to look at it. It's like that, get that attention right away.
Yeah, and that graphic it's part of the conversation as well. And it's one of the things that when we don't understand who we're writing the site for, we don't understand what that sentence is meant to communicate, we don't understand what that image behind it is meant to communicate. And it's all part of the story. And so it's just clarity. It's just clarity. Everyone, I think, just obfuscates their own stuff a little too much, trying to make it sound fancy, trying to explain it, when really I just need to help Mark understand the problem I help them solve.
Well, and actually, if you think about, one of the most successful companies out there is Apple, and Apple's motto is keep it simple, right? Right. If you look at, if you look at everything about them, it's or Nike, just do it, right? Simple, yep. But it portrays what they're about, correct?
One of our clients right now, I don't think they'd be upset with us sharing their new first sentence. But the current first sentence on their website is powered by technology, fueled by talent. And we got a disconnect there. Again, more of a tagline, not specific. And now we're changing that to scale your team, which is the big problem they're solving. And just getting it down to these three words. Here's what you need to know. Scale and team. That's us. You have that problem, we fix it. And then leave it for them to have those conversations and tell them what needs to happen from there. So they are awesome team out of Florida, and they're really fun to work with. And it's been great going through their first sentence and planning all this stuff out. So
very cool. Well, and actually it's funny because you said you don't like to build web. I do build websites, so I'm going to start looking at it, right? and maybe say, hey, let's get it down. And if you can't figure out what your first sentence is, let's call Joe and he'll help you figure it out.
And it's a sign of the whole organization, that first sentence. Because I can learn so much with just that one sentence that you put on the website, because it tells me what sales conversations your team is having. It helps me understand even how people are interpreting those conversations and how your close ratios may be affected because of that. Like, that sentence stems out. And the other big one, Mark, I don't know if we talked about this one before. I don't know what else to call it except the we problem. And the we problem is when companies start almost every sentence on their site with we or our.
Yes.
It is a telltale immediate sign that it has not been written for the person reading it. It's been written from the company outward. Oh God, we got people reading it. We need to know the people, Mark. Know the people.
Yes. Well, it's always fascinating to talk to you, Joe. Hopefully we can do this again, and let's hopefully it's not a year and a half next time. Let's try to do it within the next year. And just out of curiosity, where do you see Martin Creative going in the next year, right? Because, I know where you're going to be in the next week and a half. You're going to be doing this cycle, but what about the next year?
I'm looking to build this up into the bigger solution, I think. I think part of me has been a little short-sighted of kind of growing up in my agency and doing stuff from a web design standpoint. But I started off as a coder, HTML, CSS, JavaScript, PHP. Then I moved in when I got my degree in design. So then I learned more about designing the websites. And it kind of just kept moving from there. But now I think what I really want to do is help companies work in 6-week cycles. I think I want to start looking at what that pathway looks like, which starts with the first sentence on your website. Like this, the first step to working in 6-week cycles is understanding the value you deliver. I need to lock that value in. I need to know how people are purchasing from you, why they're purchasing from you, what those channels look like. Because if we can get stable revenue, we can move into predictable work. And then we can start to understand what does the workday actually look like. And if we can start to get predictable work, we can move towards structured workdays like the 6-week cycles.
Very cool. And then, I mean, you talk about it, and it sounds intuitive, and it sounds, but it sounds like it should be easy. But it's not easy, is it? It's almost a culture change for a company, which means you got to get everybody to buy in, right?
It is. That's why I'm bringing in more team members. I got Bell Walker, I got Leo Manzione, Trent Warner, Jeremy Connie. Like, I'm pulling in all the best. And we're talking now, forming some of these relationships and saying, great, how do we create this big end-to-end solution to actually help a company work in 6-week cycles? So trying, Mark. I have more to report next time.
All right, cool. Well, again, it was great talking to you again, Joe, and have a great rest of your week.
And thank you for doing this, Mark. Thanks for spreading good words from good people around the world. This
All right.
is what we need more of. So
I
thank
would
you.
agree. All right, thank you, sir.